Yeah.
We all know the importance of.
所以志刚呢，不止一次跟我们谈关于信心的事。
So brother, 志刚 has mentioned more than once about faith.
我今天再来谈一点点关于信心的事。
And today I will share a little bit more about faith as well.
因为耶稣根据我们的信来做事。
Because God does things according to our faith.
好。那我给你们这一章哈，因为里边有一些经节哈。
I have a reference for everyone in this handout for scriptures.
人能够实在的信，是因为神的怜悯、祝福跟光照。
As people, we can truly believe it's because of God's mercy, God's blessing. And his revelation in us.
我为什么会想要跟大家分享这个？我是觉得有一些人对于信心，也许有一点不是按着圣经、按着神所启示的。
The reason why I wanted to share is because sometimes, our understanding of faith. It's not completely according to according to the biblical teachings.
好像有点空泛。
Sometimes it's a little bit vague.
在我的里面就是一个感觉，信心是有内涵的。
In my heart, I have this understanding that faith.Has substance.
所以实在的信，我们希望我们的信是实在的信。
So we want our faith to be truly believe.
是有根有基的。
To have roots and foundations.
那我第一点讲到人能信，第一点是因为。神的怜悯，神量机会，让我们看见他的作为，他的见证，以至于我们能实在，以至于我们能信。
So we can truly believe is because of God's mercy and in which He allow for opportunities to let us see His works in us.
他的见证。
And His testimonies.
比如我们看诗篇六十七篇。
So let us turn to Psalm chapter 67, verses
第一第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
当神对一些人怜悯、赐福、光照一些人的时候，这边希拉，希拉就是暂停。
So when God have mercy or bless or make His face shine upon us, here it says Selah, which means to rest for a little bit.
记不记得上次周牧师跟我们讲哥罗西书有两节，第一节就是第三章，哥罗西书第三章第二节要我们思想天上的事。
So remember last time Pastor Chow through Colossians
chapter 3,
verse 2 to let us think about things that are
天上的事
heavenly.
然后呢第二节是第四章第二节
And then the second verse was chapter 4, verse 2
要恒切祷告， 要在此警醒感恩。
That we need to devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
天上的事是神要给我们的。
The things that are from above are the things that God wants to give us.
我们怎么样得着？
And how can we receive them?
跟我们要，跟我们祷告有关。
Has everything to do with how much we want it and we pray.
还有警醒感恩，要警醒。
And being watchful and thankful.
当神怜悯一些人。
So when God has mercy on some people,
他要赐福给一些人。
When he wants to bless some people,
他用脸光照他们。
He shines his face upon them.
在腓立比书第二章。
So in Philippians,
十二节十三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence.
这句话的意思就是说，这一些人。下面说他恐惧战惊做成得救的功夫，就是这一些人是活在神面前的。
What this verse is talking about is these people, they continue to work with fear and trembling.
他们的顺服不是顺服在人面前。
And their obedience is not just in front of people.
他们的顺服是向着神的。
And their obedience is toward God.
当神光照他们，当圣灵在里面感动他们，好，十三节说，你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So when the Holy Spirit convicts them, when the Holy Spirit works in them, as it says here, verse 13, for it is God who works in you.To will and to act according to His good purpose.
当圣灵在我们的里面有点触动，有点好像要引导我们，那我们呢不叫他担忧，我们就跟随他。
When the Holy Spirit moves within us and guide us, we don't let it worry.And we just follow him.
那这样子我们就常常能蒙恩得救。
In that way, we can continue to receive God's grace and salvation.
前面为什么十二节说要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫？为什么要恐惧战惊呢？
And in verse 12, it says.Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why do we need to come to God with fear and trembling?
前一阵子我读了一点关于 Bill Johnson 的书。
Earlier on, I was reading a book about Bill Johnson.
他提到很多神很乐意在生活上的一些事给我们带领。
That God is very willing to give us guidance.In our everyday lives.
但是很多时候，好像圣灵的带领呢，是那么的微妙。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit's leading is very
very subtle.
Very subtle.
有时候你不留意，你不好像谨慎，你不警醒，你就很容易错过。
And so sometimes when we are not paying attention, when we are not being alert, we would easily, pass it.
Overlook
it. Or
miss it. 所以要恐惧战惊。我想，我的体会，我想这个恐惧战惊大概就是这个意思哈。
So, from what I understand, the fear and trembling means to be alert.
所以当这些人这样子在神面前这样子的信靠顺服。 让圣灵来带领他们。
So when these people are in front of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide them.
那十四节到十六节的前半部哈，他说，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So verses 14 to 16 in the beginning it says, do everything without complaining or arguing.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪。
So that you may become blameless and pure.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation.
你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
In which you shine like stars in the universe.
将生命的道表明出来。
As you hold out the life, the word of life.
当我们就是这样子活在神面前，警醒、祷告，那，神会指教我们。十四节到十六节上半部，这个情况会发生。
So when we are alert, in the Holy Spirit, and we pray continuously, the Holy Spirit will guide us each step of the way.
比如说，有些时候我们对一些该做不该做的时候，好像我们以为我们都懂，因为我们也读了一些圣经，也有一些知识。有些时候我们就觉得我们都懂哈，那但是事实上，我们还不一定真的懂。
Sometimes when we're making decisions, we think that because we already have some biblical knowledge, we feel that we already understand, whether to do it or not. We think we understand, so we don't always step back and listen to God.
很多年前，已经一二十年了，有一个年长的很追求主。
Many years ago, there was an elder, was really devoted to the Lord.
他说我听讲道，听要顺服，听了两年多，我才明白说啊，我以为我懂得什么叫顺服，听了两年多，我才恍然说啊，我都不懂顺服。
So I was listening to the sermons for over two years, and I felt like I understood what obedience meant. But after 2 years, I realized that I didn't really understand it.
我举两个例子哈。
So I'm going to give two examples.
第一个就是，我们最近不是在40天的禁食祷告吗？
So for example, recently we're doing a 40-day prayer.
那很多人就说，哦，我们要禁食祷告。
So a lot of people are saying that we should be fasting and praying.
那大家愿意刻苦己心来祷告，很好。
The people who are willing to, sacrifice their pleasures and food and to pray, it's very good.
那但是第一天，我记得第一天，周神柱牧师他就指出什么叫真正的禁食。
So I remember that on the day one, Pastor, 周神柱 mentioned the real meaning of true fasting.
我们看以赛亚书五十八章。
And let us look at Isaiah chapter
58. 如果我们愿意刻苦己心来祷告，神悦纳。但是如果我们没有五十八章的五十八章的第六节。
So if we are willing to humble ourselves and fast, and God is going to accept it. But if we don't, let's look at Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6.
第六、第七节，好，如果我们这两节的这个这个精髓我们没有去进入，那我们的祷告不是神所拣选、所悦纳的。
So if we don't, if our prayers are not rooted in the essence of verses 6 and 7, then our prayer prayers aren't really acceptable to God.
我们来读第六、第七节好吗？
So let us read chapter verses 6 and 7.
我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶麻，不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？ OK， 如果这个精神我们不把握住，那我们就在那边饿肚子，很刻骨己心在那边祷告，神说这个我不是我所悦纳，不是我要的禁食。
So verses 6 and 7, is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? If we fast, and pray, but we don't really
miss 掉这个
and we miss the essence, the meaning of verses 6 and 7, then our prayers are not really acceptable to God.
那我讲的那个长辈，因为那个长辈他说他书读的不多，但是他很专心爱主。那我想他所谓的没有听懂，就是他以为顺服就是我就是传道人这样讲我就听话，怎么样的听话，可是他没有根据神在这个圣经上给我们讲生命的指示。
And so the elderly lady that I was talking about earlier, she said that she wasn't really obeying. She realized that she wasn't obeying because she felt like she was obeying what the pastor said here and there, but she wasn't really focusing on the essence of what is said in the Bible.
Yeah.
In regards to obedience.
另外一个例子是我自己蒙光照的哈。很久很久，很多年，我常听，我们都知道这个观念，我们都有。神照着我们口中的话带我们。
Another example is my personal example, personal experience.So for many years, we've always known that God does work according to what our mouths say.
不要讲不信的话。
So not to say anything that's without faith.
这个概念在我里面是根深蒂固。
And even though I understood this concept,
你要得医治或你要蒙恩，不要讲不信的话。
If you want to receive healing or if you want to receive grace, don't say anything that shows unbelief.
那我也是照着这个尽量去操练啊。但是后来
And for me, I was trying to work towards this concept.
那我参加祷告会或我聚会的时候，我听弟兄姐妹祷告，突然有一天，我里面就更深的说：“哇，会不会有一些情况，我在不讲不信的话，而我不自知
？”And in prayer meetings, I was listening to the brothers and sisters praying, and I realized that sometimes is maybe that during struggles and difficult times.I say certain things that show unbelief, and I don't even realize it.
所以，真的是需要神来光照。
And That is why we really need God's conviction and His revelation in us.
那当我们这些信的人，我们这些信的人，按着圣灵给我们的光照，给我们的指教，去信靠顺服的时候。
So when those of us who believe and trust and obey according to God's guidance.
那腓立比书第二章刚刚讲的十四节到十六节，这个见证就显明出来了。我们就像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
And so, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, just like we read earlier. So when we do according to it, not complaining, not arguing, then our spiritual lives, our godly spiritual lives can be
revealed.
Yeah.
那这个就是六十二章诗篇六十二章第二节所讲的。
And this is what is said in Psalm chapter 62, verse
67篇第二节说：“好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。”
So, like in Psalm 67, verse 2, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
那已经信的人。他们把神的见证活出来了。
So those of us who already believe, they live out God's testimonies.
我们这些我当时信耶稣就是这样子，就是有一些已经信的人，把这样的生命活出来了。
So when I accepted Jesus, that's the reason, which is that.There were Christians who already believed, and they lived out the lives of of Christ.
那我们还没有信的人看见了。
So those of us who haven't believed in God, we see it.
听见了。
We hear it.
我们去思想。
And we think about it.
神使我们明白了。
And then God allow us to understand.
那我们就相信接受。
And then we trust and we accept Jesus.
这是神的恩典。
And that is God's grace.
我就是这样蒙恩的。
And this is how I receive God's grace.
这个就是彼得后书讲的，神用他的荣耀跟美德吸引我们。
And this is what was said in the Second Peter that.God uses His glory and His goodness to draw us near.
这个不是在乎我们自己的追求，这是神给我们机会。
And this has nothing to do with our own pursuit of God. It's God giving us opportunities.
那西门彼得就是他的信主也是这样。
And it is similar to Simon Peter.
他信神是直接去遇见，直接去见耶稣。
When he believed God, he met Jesus directly.
他的兄弟安德烈带他去见耶稣。
His brother Anderson brought him to see Jesus.
他们就跟耶稣有了一点接触。
And then they had
connection with Jesus.
Yeah, interaction with Jesus.
Connection, not interaction. Okay, 我们看一下路加福音第五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5.
那这边发生一件事，第一节到十一节，等一下我们会仔细看这一段了。我们现在只要先点一下。那第五章一到十一节发生一件事，就是彼得呢大蒙耶稣的祝福，他就发现主啊离开我，我是个罪人。第八节。
So let's look at Luke chapter 5 verse 8. So when Simon Peter realized that it was Jesus, he said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man."
那耶稣跟他说不要怕，从今你要得人如得鱼了哈。
And Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
所以安德烈、彼得、雅各、约翰，他们就放下一切跟随耶稣了。
So Peter,
Andrew,
还有
雅各、Jacob and John,
they gave up everything and followed Jesus.
那这个也不是彼得他们懂得怎么追求，是耶稣给他们机会，让他们见识到耶稣是怎么样的一位。
And it's not because Peter understood how to pursue God.It was because Jesus gave them the opportunities to come to God.
所以第一个人能够实在的信，第一种是神赐宝贵的机会，人是被动的。
And so when we can understand God is because God gives precious opportunities, we are.Passive in this situation.
但是我们需要主动的，很诚心的按着我们所受的感动去回应。
So initially we're passive, but we need to become active in a way, proactive in a way that we need to respond to God.
这是第一种，好，实在的信心是第一种。
And that's the first kind of.
How to have real faith?
Yeah, how to have real and solid faith.
那第二种呢？我们都知道罗马书十章十七节。
And another kind is Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
信道来自听道，听道来自基督的话。
So believing the word comes from hearing the word, and hearing the word comes from the words of Christ.
Yeah, 那这是我们上上礼拜以前我们讲过这个玛利亚听了神的话而相信。
And so this is what we learned earlier on when Mary listened to heard God and sent heard the message sent by God's messenger and believed.
这个所以路加福音第一章四十五节。这个伊丽莎伯被圣灵感动，她就讲了一句话：“这相信的女子是有福的。”
So
神对她所说的话都要应验。
So Luke chapter 1 verse 45, Elizabeth said that blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
那我们也讲过，主耶稣常常听天父的话。而信，所以拉撒路的神迹能够发生。
And we have said that Jesus continued to listen to God's word, so that the miracle of with Lazarus could happen.
所以，人如果听了神的话，让那个话栽种到他的心田里，神就能够就使他能够信。这个信是实在的。
So if people listen to God's words and allow those words to be allow God to plant those words in his heart, then God will allow him to believe.
Cause him to believe.
Will cause him to believe.
那这是一点，另外一点就是信心的增长也跟行道有关。
And another point is that the growth of faith has everything to do with our living, walking on the in God's way.
说的白话一点就是听主的话。我有时候我们讲那个道好像讲得很大很重，其实就是听主的话。
And to make it even clearer, Basically, the growth of faith is listening to God's words.
第二章第六第六节，哥罗西书第二章第六第七节，讲到，既然信他，就当遵他而行。
And so Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7 that if we believed him then we need to follow him.
遵他而行第一个一定会带出一个生命的效验。
So when we follow Christ, number one, it's going to bring out our
effect of life.
Or what? It's going to bring out
effect of life.
It's going to affect our lives.
Yeah. 那所以约翰一书第三章二十四节就讲到，你如果遵守神的命令，就会住在主里面。
So First John chapter 3 verse 24, talked about how when we follow God's commands, we will live in God. We can abide in God.
所以住在主里面不是一种，不是去抓一种感觉。
So abiding in God is not.Trying to catch a feeling.
当你真实的去遵主的话而行，圣灵就把你移到主里面去。
So when you truly listen, and follow God's words, commandments, then, the Holy Spirit will bring you, into His presence.
Yeah. 那行什么？遵他而行，行什么？就是要。如你们所领的教训，圣经所启示我们主的教训。
And so some of us may wonder, you know, what are we supposed to do when we say we're going to follow God's way? And this is actually to, we need to do according to what we have been taught from the Bible.
那，圣经讲的一些话，有时候是一些原则。当我们要把这些原则运用到我们的实际生活里面。我们愿意这样子行的时候，圣灵常常就乐意来细细的指教我们，可以怎么样行。
So in the Bible, we have a lot of principles, but when we read the, when we are willing to follow to follow what is written in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will come and guide us even more directly. All the details as to what we need to do exactly.
那会带出一个结果。
And it's going to bring out consequence.
A result.
A result.
那我们就感谢的心自然就来了。
And when we, as a result of that result, we will have thankful heart. And then it will grow.
因为我们经验到神了。
Because we will then have experienced God.
好，我们再仔细来看一下《路加福音》第五章。
Let us once again take a look at Luke chapter 5.
我们要遵他而行。
First one.
这边有一个很好的例子。
There's a very good example here.
我们一起来读这一段话好吗
？Okay, let us read it together.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边。众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人 都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢得岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
So, Luke chapter 5, verses 1-11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid from now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him.
这段话我们细细的看，彼得西门这个时候跟耶稣有一个接触，可是对耶稣的认识还不是那么深。
Okay, so here, Simon has some connection with Jesus, but his understanding of Jesus is not very deep yet.
那当这边你看，这个事件使得他惊艳到神。
But this incident allowed him to experience God.
可是从这个里边我们看到第二节，他说耶稣第二节的下半部，打鱼的人离开船洗网去了。
And let's look at the second part of verse 2. It says, the fishermen left the nets, and they left the boats, and they were washing their nets.
因为他们，他后面讲说他们整夜劳力，那个网撒下去要去那个捕鱼，没有捕到什么，那网就要洗那个网。
And so earlier, Simon mentioned that all night long they were trying to catch fish, and so they put out the nets, and because they didn't catch any fish, they were washing the nets.
所以他们就要把网洗好了，要收了哈。
They're washing the nets so they can put it away.
我想那也是一件不小的工作哈。
And I believe that it's not an easy task to do.
那到了第五节，到了第四节，第四节耶稣讲完了，他让他的船让耶稣上去，耶稣方便讲道。
And so by verse 4, when Jesus had finished speaking, Simon let Jesus use his boat to preach to the people.
然后他跟他说，你把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
And Jesus said that put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch.
西门在这个地方有两个点，他突破了。
Simon here, there are two points that he had a breakthrough.
第一个点就是说，他说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，没有打着什么。”
Here he said, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything."
这个湖是我熟悉的。
So this lake is familiar to me.
我是一个职业 professional 的 fisherman. 我是一个专业的捕鱼的渔夫。
I'm a professional fisherman.
这个地方是我所熟悉的。
This place is familiar to me.
我整晚打都打不到。
I tried to catch it all night and I couldn't catch it.
耶稣是木匠，不是打鱼的。
And Jesus is a carpenter. He's not a fisherman.
所以就人来看，西门是比耶稣更专业在这一方面。
So according to people, Simon is more professional than Jesus in terms of catching fish.
这是第一点。第二点。
And that's the number one. And the second point.
我才刚刚把网洗干净了。
And the second point is I just finished.
你现在要我再去下网打鱼。
And now you want me to put it down, let it down again to fish?
可能是打不到什么。白做工了。
It's very probable that I will not get any fish, and I'm doing everything in vain.
他这两个点，他需要突破。
And so there are these two points that he has to have a breakthrough.
从我们人的角度看，有一点不方便。
From a human perspective, it's not very convenient.
可是他讲一句话。
But he said one phrase.
因为耶稣是一个奇妙的人。
Because Jesus is a very,
至少他有这个概念。
Miraculous person. So at least Peter, at least Simon had this, understanding.
所以他说，但依从你的话，我就下网。
So he said, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
这个是违背他自己所了解的。
And this is going against what he understands.
结果就圈住许多的鱼。
And then he got a lot of fish.
所以也许彼得在他的心里，好吧，好吧，就顺服你吧。
So maybe deep down inside of Simon's heart, he
依从你的话，我就下网。
Inside his heart, maybe he was thinking, all right, I'll let down the nets. It's because you say so.
Yeah. 但是当这个事情一发生以后，他突然，哇！这个人是谁？
So when
完全超过他所能想象的。
But when he let down the nets as he obeyed, he caught the fish and he realized that this is more than he had ever imagined.
所以可能他心里眼眸光照说，说、哦、我刚刚这个顺服可能还不是很完全、哦、只是越过那个点去顺服了、哦、
And so maybe he had a conviction inside of him that his obedience wasn't complete. He just overcome his doubts and did it because Jesus said so.
所以他说离开我，我是个罪人。
And that is why he said, leave me because I'm a sinner.
他真的经验到耶稣了。
And because he has experienced Jesus.
好，我们再来看另外一个例子，也是很重要的例子。
Let us look at another example.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
百夫长。
The faith of the centurion.
百夫长啊，第七章第二节到第八节。
So Luke chapter 7 verses 2-8.
好，我们来读。有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人，害病快要死了。百夫长风闻耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说：“你给他行这事，是他所配得的。”因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就好了。因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来； 对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。
Okay, so Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. There was a centurion's servant whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it."
这一段圣经非常宝贵哈。这个百夫长实在是一个怎么讲，敬业的人，是一个有能听的耳朵的人，一个谦卑的人。
And this passage is very precious because the centurion is very humble. He's fearful of God.
你说，因为别人为他做见证，这一个人有爱，对他辖区之下的人，有一份爱，一份照管的一个善心。
And other people testified with this man and said that because he loves our nation, he loves the people in his community.
当他宝贵的仆人快要死了，他很在意，他听到人家讲耶稣的事，他有能听的耳，他听到人讲耶稣的事，就求一些人去求耶稣来医他的仆人。
So when he found out that the servant that he valued was sick, he asked some people to go and plead Jesus to heal his servant.
他自己是一个官，可是他呢，他说我自以为不配，他认为他不配去亲自去见耶稣。
So he's a centurion and he's an official and yet he humbles himself. He felt that he wasn't worthy to go see Jesus himself.
好像从人家讲关于耶稣的事，他好像有一个概念，这个耶稣是非同凡响的人。
So from what other people were talking about in regards to Jesus, he had this idea, this concept that Jesus is not a common man.
我想是神给他的怜悯，要赐福他。
And I think that it's the mercy that God has for him to bless him.
让他宝贵的仆人可以得医治。
So that his valued servant can receive healing.
他是一个实在活着敬业的人，所以他得了一个启示。
He is a hardworking person, and he tried his best, so he received a revelation.
他说，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
He said that if you say one word, then my servant will be healed.
他为什么会得到这个启示？
And how did he receive?That revelation.
你从第八节这一句话就得到了解了。
We can take a look at verse 8, then we can understand.
他懂得什么叫做权柄。
He understands
生命的权柄。
What is authority, and he understands what it means to have authority in life.
他说，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。
He said, "For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me."
当他在人的权下，他服那个权柄。
When he is under the authority of other people, he
他下面也有人在他以下， 他就有权柄。
So when he follows the authority above him, he has the authority for the people underneath him.
他说对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来。
So he can tell a soldier go and he goes, he can, the other one come and he comes.
那是权柄。
And that is authority.
他为什么有这个权柄？
And why does he have this authority?
因为他在人的制度所设置的这个里面，他安了在权柄之下。
And because he follows the authority that's been set out by men.
所以他为什么对耶稣有那个启示？
So that's why he has this revelation from God.
你只要讲一句话，我的仆人就好了。
He said, if you only have to say one word,then my servant will be healed.
他听到关于耶稣的事，这个人一定是一个服神权柄的人。
So he heard about Jesus, and this person must be must obey God's authority.
所以他可以行那么多奇妙的事。
So because of that, Jesus can he can do so many miracles.
他了解，因为我对这个兵说去他就去，对他说来他就来，他懂得这个。
And because he understands that when he can say to one soldier go, he goes, and another soldier come, and he comes.
所以主耶稣啊，你只要讲一句话。
And so Jesus, all you need to do is say one word.
我的仆人就好了。
My servant will be healed.
那耶稣给他的称赞是什么？以色列里边这么大的信心我都没有遇见过。
And so Jesus gave him this compliment. He said I've not found such great faith even in Israel.
所以我们怎么样得到这个信心？
And so how can we receive such a faith?
服在神的权柄之下。
When we humble ourselves under the authority of God.
所以我们得了一个结论，信心是有内涵的。
So we receive, we have this conclusion that our faith has substance.
真实的信心乃是领受了神的旨意，而心里持定，口里咬定，脚掌踏定那个旨意。
So a true solid faith, is when we receive God'swill and we persevere in our heart, we
proclaim
it with our lips, and we walk that faith
according
to his will.
那一种依靠顺服神的态度跟举动，这个叫信心。
And that trust and obey, that attitude and the actions of trusting and obeying the Lord.
所以信心不是天马行空去抓一个感觉。
And so, faith is not us pursuing a feeling.
我们回想旧约时代那些信心英雄，他们不就是这样吗？
And if we look back on the heroes of faith, in the past, and isn't that true?
Okay, 那希伯来书十一章第六节。
And let's look at Hebrews.
我们都会背哈，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦，并且他信有神，而且信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
Okay, so chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists."And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
第三部我想我就不讲了，你们回去你们自己看哦，给你们做作业。基督自己是我们信心的榜样。
And then the third point, because of time, I'm not going to share it right now. You can go back and read it yourself. But here is talking about Christ himself is our example of faith.
希伯来书第二章第二节说，十二章第二节说，我们要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about letting us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
耶稣基督是为我们信心创始成终的。
Jesus Christ, is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那这个他因为看见了十字架的路，要为他赢得一个新造的族类，所以他就能喜乐，有力量去上十字架。
And because he sees that, he sees that the cross is gonna bring on salvation. So he has the joy, the strength, to bear the burden, to bear the cross.
所以以赛亚书五十三章，还有马太福音十六章、约翰福音十二章，这边仔细回去看，去默想。他知道，他这一粒麦子若落到地里去，要结出许多的籽粒来。
So in Isaiah chapter 53, Matthew 16, or John 12, we can go back and we can study it on our own. But in essence, Jesus knew that when this seed has fallen in the ground, many will grow from it.
他看到他的死将来他可以承担许多人的罪孽，使他们成为义。
And he saw that his death, then will bring about a lot of forgiveness of sins for other people.
对，他看到这个荣耀。
He saw this glory.
所以他有力量去承受那个苦。
So he had the strength.To bear the burden.
我们最后看约翰福音十五章，这是一份爱，这是一份爱。我们最后看约翰福音十五章，我们一起来朗读哈。
Chapter 15, it's God's love.
十五章第九节到十二节。
Chapter 15, verse 9 to 12.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
我们去默想。彼此相爱，像他爱我们一样，这句话就足够我们好好的去领受了哈。那这样子，当我们照他这个话去做，他说我们就是他的朋友。
And let us meditate on this word, to love one another as he has loved us, so that we can really, be like he said, so that we can become his friend.
我们要像他一样，喜乐可以满足。
We need to be like him so that the joy can be complete. Our joy can be complete.
我们的主因着爱，他舍己。
And because of love, our Lord sacrificed himself.
他失去自己，他就赢得冠冕为王。
Because he lost himself.So he could gain the crowns, and be our king.
他的路就是我们的路。
And his path is our path.
我们来唱那个328首。
Let us sing a hymn.
颂赞诗选。328。哦，你没有在唱。328首。 我们唱歌，我们看这个歌词哈，这歌词是真理，我们可以进入哈。为什么我们欢喜跟他一起走十架窄路？因为我们可以跟他一起得荣耀。